Storm Publishing presents The Artist's War, written by Claire Flynn and read by Annette Chown. 1. Little Badgerton, Hampshire, April 1916. Alice Cutler was having a crisis of confidence. She stood by the cottage window, staring out over the meadow to the distant trees which were starting to put on new leaves. She asked herself how she had ever imagined she'd be capable of taking on the running of the glass workshop in her husband's absence. After all, it wasn't as though she had any business experience. She wasn't even a trained artist. Her knowledge of making stained glass was entirely the result of watching and learning from Edmund. He himself had trained at the best specialist school of crafts and design and in the studios of Christopher Wall, the finest living practitioner of the art of stained glass. How could she dare to presume herself capable of taking up the mantle herself? Alice traced her hand over the cold glass of the window as the pale morning light slipped into the room that served as both kitchen and living room. Outside the window, splashes of primroses brought welcome colour after the long, dark and barren winter. It was almost time to move across to the stone-built studio next door and get to work on a different window, one that consisted of small pieces of glass cut ready for her to paint and fire. Her mouth felt dry at the thought of it. How could she possibly undertake such an important commission as the Latchington window without Edmund's guiding hand, his quiet advice, his gentle encouragement, and his unwavering love? The responsibility was too great, the burden too heavy. Wouldn't it be better to close up the workshop for the remainder of the war and return to working up at the big house as a VAD? The thought was so tempting. She could cover up the workbenches with sheeting, leave the kiln to grow cold, tidy away the cutting tools, brushes and jars of paint pigment, and close and lock the studio door until her husband's return. Didn't she have more than enough to occupy her in caring for Lottie, her 8-year-old stepdaughter? She could return to working a part-time shift at Bankston while Lottie was at school. The Latchington window could wait for the war to end. Lady Lockwood, who had commissioned the work to honour the life of her late son, Bevis, would surely understand that it was far too big a job for Alice to take on her own slender shoulders. Behind her, the kettle whistled on the hob. Alice went to make a pot of tea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?